the turning of the century, I was a boy of five. My father went to fight the Boers and never came back alive. My ma was left to bring us up, no charity she'd seek. So she washed and scrubbed and scraped along on 7 and 6 a week. When I was 12, I left me school and went to find a job. With growing kids, me ma was glad of the extra couple of bob. I know that better schooling would have stood me in good stead. But you can't afford refinements when you're struggling for your bread. And when the Great War came along, I didn't hesitate. I took the royal shilling and went off to do me bit. I fought in mud and sweat and blood 3 years or thereabouts, till I copped some gas in Flanders and got invalided out. And when the war was over and we'd finished with the Hun, we got back into civvies and we thought the fighting done. We'd won the right to live in peace, but we didn't have such luck. For soon we found we had to fight for the right to go to work. In 26, the general strike saw me out on the streets. For I'd a wife and kids by then, and their needs I had to meet. But a brave new world was coming, and the brotherhood of man. But when the strike was over, we were back where we began. Struggled through the 30s, out of work now and again. I saw the black shirts marching and the things they did in Spain. But I raised me children decent and I taught them wrong from right. But Hitler was the lad who came and taught them how to fight. Daughter was a land girl, she got married to a Yank. They gave me son a gong for stopping one of Rommel's tanks. He was wounded just before the end and he convalesced in Rome. He married an Itai nurse and never bothered to come home. Me daughter writes me once a month a cheery little note about their colour telly and the other things they've got. She has a son, a likely lad, when he was 21. She told me that they called him up to fight in Vietnam. On the pension now, it doesn't go too far. Not much to show for a life that seems like one long bloody war. When you think of all the wasted lives, it makes you want to cry. I don't know how to change things, but by Christ, we've got to try.